Back now with the best of Montana Talks.
All right, just a quick few minutes left this hour of the show, and then coming up next hour, they're going to be in Great Falls here this afternoon with apparently a big announcement. Montana Governor Greg Gianforte, and you know him from Dirty Jobs, Mike Rowe. Not only do you know him from his TV show, but you know how he's advocated for trades education and for young folks going into the trades industries, and how important that is, how much it's needed for America, but how beneficial it could be for these young people as well. So that's going to be coming up. We'll have Mike Rowe as well coming up here in the 9 o'clock hour. Henry Kriegel, Deputy State Director with Americans for Prosperity, joining us here for this segment, sponsored by AFP Montana. Henry, got to get your take. The government shutdown, 42 days for what? 43 days to be precise. I know AFP was hammering the folks who were voting to shut down the federal government here over the last 40 plus days. What's your takeaway on all this?
I think that it was a shame that the government was shut down for so long, the longest in the history of our country. Essentially, the continuing resolution was something that Democrats voted on when Biden was president to avoid a costly shutdown and a shutdown in services and the pain it causes America. It was a bad deal. We support the Prevent Government Shutdowns Act so this won't happen in the future. And we want Congress to engage in a real budgeting process. Hopefully, we won't face the same circumstance at the end of this month as this interim funding will take us to, because the biggest losers are the American public and actually the Democrats who voted for it. Very unnecessary and very unhelpful. And I'm glad to see this thing come to a conclusion. We need to get back to work. We need to make government work better for us. And I'm happy that this thing has come to an end.
Well, and really, what else has it put a spotlight on, aside from the fact that the Democrat Party is pretty much fully on board with the crazy train right now? But what else has it put a spotlight on? I mean, I was talking yesterday with John Jackson, and it's like, okay, this has put a spotlight on what a train wreck Obamacare is. And if it was so affordable, why is it so unaffordable? If it's so affordable, why do they have to subsidize it? And then we found from AFP's Lauren Stewart that the more they subsidize it, the higher the costs go up anyway. So, but it also put a spotlight on the fraud in the food stamp program as well.
Absolutely. And by the way, this is a Democrat-created problem. They created Obamacare. They have the subsidies ending and expiring at the end of the year, and yet they are blaming Republicans for its failure. AFP was at the forefront of opposing Obamacare from the very beginning, as we also opposed Medicaid expansion in the state of Montana, whose costs have really quadrupled over its initial estimates. We support what was called a personal option, where the patient is controls and has access and affordability to the healthcare professional they trust, free with minimal involvement, if any, from the government or insurance companies. All this is done with Obamacare is empower and embolden and enlarging insurance companies at the expense of taxpayers and at the expense of the health of Americans. It's a bad deal.
Yeah, and I think that this government shutdown debate is now going to, you know, hopefully put the spotlight on the failures of Obamacare. And when that debate comes forward, bring it.
Want more Montana Talks? Download the app and listen from anywhere, anytime. We'll be back with more of Best of Montana Talks.
Could you imagine a cattle auctioneer having to use non-gender specific language when conducting a cattle auction? No more bull sales. No more talking about bred heifers. I mean, no steers. Whoa. Hey, you might offend the. Well, never mind. You know what I'm saying?
And then my comment was that would be hilarious, and it would be even funnier if you could get some Eastern Montana farmer rancher guy to see one of these Eastern Montana rancher tough guys to, you know, talking about using all this gender neutral language.
Oh yes, yeah, so get like one of these actual cattle auctioneers to record a monologue featuring non-gender specific language. So I won't go through the full monologues here. So David and I were sitting there BSing during the break, and I was like, I should go into these AI platforms. No, not artificial insemination for you cattle ranchers that AI, we're talking about artificial intelligence, or I like the term augmented intelligence. So Grok is Elon Musk's platform, and then you got ChatGPT. So I literally asked both of these platforms, I said, make me a funny cattle auction monologue that uses non-gender specific language to describe the cattle auction or bull sale. And I started just reading some of them, and we were just rolling laughing in here. So
we can't leave the audience hanging. You got to read a couple of those first couple.
Should we do a couple of them? Okay, I was going to ask you, should we wait or should we do
them? No, you got to do a couple of them.
All right, folks, welcome to the finest cattle auction this side of the fence line. We got beefy beauties, grass-fed athletes, and four-legged hay disposals just waiting to find their forever pastures. If you're here for a deal, keep your hands ready. If you're here for the free coffee, well, bless your heart, and watch out for lot number 12. They tried to eat my notepad earlier. First up, we got lot number one, a prime specimen of bovine excellence. They got the muscle of a weightlifter, the appetite of a teenager, and the personality of your favorite in-law.
Hey, I noticed you referred to the cow as a they. So these are they-them cows.
They're they-them cows. Yep, no more steers and heifers. This is they-them cows. What was the other one? Now, that was ChatGPT. What did Grok have for us here? Let's see. Here we go. Where was the one that I like here? Let's see, about the gym rats. Something about the gym rat. Oh, here we go. Look at this prime specimen, folks. This isn't just any cow. This is a four-legged feast with a pedigree longer than your Uncle Bob's fishing stories. Check out those muscles. More defined than a gym rat's selfie on social media. Perfect for anyone looking to beef up their herd or their barbecue. Man.
You're good at that. That's 49, fantastic.
59, 59. I want to go to auctioneer school one day. I think it would be so fun. I don't know if I could ever actually do it, but yeah. Man, that would be cool.
No, I think of a little audio clip of what you just had taken out of context and then played as a little promo would be awesome.
I could get USAID funding to be a non-gender specific cattle auctioneer all over America.
That's a great idea.
What a scam that would be.
You could get easily millions for that.
Phone's blowing up, but you're in the driver's seat. Ignore the buzz, keep your eyes on the street. No text back, no scroll, just let it wait. Attention on the road, that's the only way. Phone's blowing up, but you're in the driver's seat. Ignore the buzz, keep your eyes on the street. No text back, no scroll, just let it wait.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
You got me!
The galaxy's safe once again.
Sometimes kids play with pretend guns. It's up to us to make sure they don't play with real ones. Keep yours stored locked and unloaded. Learn more at nfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by N Family Fire, Brady, and the Ad Council.